The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
We're live at the National Ploughing Championships, thanks to Lidl, and I'm joined now by our technology correspondent, Jess. Kelly, Jess, you've been rambling around and you've been looking at ag tech.
Yeah, it really is the most wonderful time of the year for anyone in this space. This is my 10th year at the ploughing, and as always, my first stop is going down to the Enterprise Ireland Innovation Arena. And it didn't let me down once again. So as soon as you walk in, if you are coming to the ploughing between now and when it ends on Thursday, make your way there. It's a huge, big stand. And there are companies from right around the country showcasing their own innovation. But there's also really useful information. If you are an entrepreneur, if you have an idea yourself, everything from how to get a patent, what that is, what you need, legal advice, and then taking things to the next stage, whether that is through an incubator and so on. But some of the companies that jumped out at me, there's one called Annuland, and they're from Adair in Limerick. And what they do, it's sort of a big, tall sensor. And it's planted.
How tall?
It's about the same height as me, so I'm about 5 foot four on a good day. And the idea is that it's planted into the ground, and then there are sensors under the soil that listens to the soil and sends a report back to the farmer and gives him or her the full update in terms of the health of the soil, the grass, and the land. And this works along with a camera, which is powered by AI, which is at the top of the 5 foot four pole. And that then tells them, you know, if it's growing, where it needs more attention, where it needs more fertilizer and all the rest. And the idea is by using this type of technology, they're using less product, but they also have to walk the land less and less. And the average size farm will only need one of these if the sort of the fields are
alike. If there's consistency across all the fields.
Exactly.
And we should point out that AI in this case is not artificial insemination.
They actually said that to me.
Artificial intelligence.
And I was like, in a million years, I would not have thought that that's what AI stood for. But again, you know, when in Rome, you have to speak their language.
You're a city girl.
I know.
And now Dairy Master are great innovators. What have they got now?
They are really leading the way. And last night here, they won two awards in the Enterprise Ireland Innovation Arena. Their latest award is for their mission control device. So this is, again, a self-learning computer program that optimizes the carousel speed in rotary parlors. So this is for anyone who's milking their cattle and their herd and so on. It's all about the duration and the speed. And by utilizing something like this, you can up the efficiency of your system tenfold. It's just incredible. And to see it working, the beauty of the Dairy Master technology, because I was down there last year, they're based in Kerry, and it's fronted by Edmund Harty, who has won the EY Entrepreneur of the Year of the Entrepreneur of the Year Award, that's the one, recently in the last few years. What they do is they have a huge big site down in Kerry, and they're constantly innovating. They have things like the little wearable for cows that will tell the farmer, you know, how long a cow is standing, how long they're sitting for, how often they chew their food. All of this, all of these different data points that have been around for as long as farming has been around are now being captured by the likes of Dairy Master and then transforming how the farmers do their work.
Herdwatch from Tipperary.
From Tipperary, again, it just makes pure sense. You know, when you see some of these innovations and you just think, yeah, like that makes perfect sense. What they do is they look to reduce the paperwork faced by farmers. So it's an app that will allow you to register new calves, scan animal remedies, movement certs for cattle, spray and pesticide compliance, and so on. And what I really like about Herdwatch is they have different offerings depending on the budget. So their cheapest plan is from free. So if you have a very, very small farm, you can register there for free, or it goes right up to €200 depending on the size of your farm. But I do think it's an interesting one to watch.
I would imagine that broadband is a hot topic here.
Yes, indeed. I heard you there talking to Sean Defoe a few minutes ago. So there's still no white smoke in terms of the national broadband plan. I had heard mumblings that we might get the white smoke here over the few days at National Ploughing
Championships. Well, I heard Richard Bruton being interviewed, and he was pressed on it, and he said, you know, would it be signed by Christmas? And he said, oh yes, by Christmas.
But they'd also said, oh yes, it'll be signed by August. Oh yes, it'll be signed by Easter. And yet here we are. But do you remember what happened this time last year, Pat? I remember very clearly sitting at the National Ploughing Championships when when Dennis Nocton received the final bid from the company.
Ganheim Record.
Yes, who went on to become the preferred bidder. So not a lot has happened in those 12 months. Yes, there has been the political house of cards kind of stuff. But in terms of progress towards broadband, we haven't seen a whole lot.
Now, he, the minister, is saying Richard Bruton, that it's all about due diligence, that they don't want to be caught out. So if they give this the nod, if they sign on the contract, there are no little hidden time bombs that will come back to bite them.
It's interesting that they're focusing on those little time bombs when there have been glaringly glowing red flags left, right and centre from their colleagues, from different departments, from opposition, from the Communications Committee. But listen, good luck to them. But as you said, it's still a hot topic down here. And the people who are living in rural Ireland and not rural, remote Ireland, just basically anywhere that's not a city, are still concerned about connectivity. I took a stroll at the site, as you said earlier on. I saw a few different broadband providers, as well as the Department of Communications. They have their stand here again this year. Imagine.ie, remember they came back out to play a little while ago. They're here telling people about their offerings, saying they will call you back and tell you if and when they'll be coming to your area. So the way that works is if you see them here at the ploughing, you go up, you give them their air code, and your telephone number, and then their sales team will let you know if you can be connected.
Now, what's their technology?
So look, there's a few different aspects to the Imagine. What the Imagine now we're talking about is their 5G capability and connecting through 5G, and that's on all of their branding. I took some of their little, brochures and so on. What they're saying is, it's here now. We can connect you at this moment in time. So it is fixed. It's 5G fixed broadband network that they're going to roll out. It's going to have fast, reliable 150 meg speed, and they're saying they're going to deliver it to thousands of homes right around the house.
Therefore need the appropriate 5G equipment at the other end.
Yes, indeed, which is going to be the next one that we will run into. I met another company called Aptus Broadband, and they're a local provider. They offer a fixed wireless solution based on the line of sight. So they cover Carlow, Wexford, Portlaoise and parts of Kildare. And again, the way it works from their side of things is they will get your air code. They will do tests from their base to see where you are geographically speaking and the distance to and from the masts. If that stage of tests are passed, they then go to the location of your home. They carry out more tests, and they're saying that they can get you speeds up to 100 meg. Now, I asked, like, that's the up to speed. What's the actual speed? And they're saying between 60 and 90, which, you know, a lot of people around the country are still living off 1 or 2 meg, so that would be massive. They have a ratio of 12 to 1. So for every piece of their technology hanging off a mast, they will only cater to 12 homes. I asked, you know, does that limit, you know, do you have a max customer database? And they say no, they can add more of those add-ons to the different masts have access.
They are guaranteeing there will be no contention, because this is where, you know, it's great when everyone's off at school or at work,
but
and then everyone comes
evening.
Home and everyone starts watching Netflix,
yeah,
and it just dies.
So what they're saying is that it will be a consistent connection. I did ask the question because, you know, when you hear some of these solutions and they sound great, and it's the same with satellite broadband. If a tree is in bloom, so if you get this solution in the winter when the trees are bare and everything is grand and dandy, but then comes spring and the trees are in bloom, it can actually interrupt the signal. So that is something else to be mindful of. But again, there's an installation fee of €75. But the thing that I took from this is that people are looking to get broadband by hook or by crook, whatever the way they can get it. Because if you do, like, you know, we started the segment talking about some of the innovation that are out there for farmers and those working in the ag tech space. But that's no good. None of the solutions that I just mentioned there are any good to you if you can't get online. So it's that juxtaposition that we're facing at the moment between innovation and then not being able to get to the internet.
But what is promised by the government scheme is fibre to the home.
Fibre to the home, which would be the consistent
future-proofing
connection.
Future-proofing and all of that.
Exactly it. And again, there's a small portion of the homes and the lands within the NBP that would be served by a wireless solution, but that's the minority, not the majority.
Okay, that'll be the really difficult areas to get to where they could not justify running a duct or a series of poles.
The impolite way of putting it is the back end of nowhere. That's where that will be.
Okay. Now, some of the questions coming in. I'm out of contract on my mobile phone and looking to update. I've always used Apple for reliability, ease of use, and ability to sync across my iPad and my MacBook Air. With Apple's recent price drop, is the best option and value for me to buy outright an iPhone 8 and get a contract-free SIM? Or would you have any other suggestions? That's from Patricia.
Now is a very good time to buy an iPhone 8. If you are someone who likes Apple products but doesn't necessarily care about getting the fanciest camera that we saw on the iPhone 11, for example, you know, I went onto the Apple website there yesterday just to look at the top end price for the new iPhone 11. If you get the 11 Pro, the highest spec one, it's just short of €1,600, which is a mammoth amount of money for a smartphone that'll probably end up smashed. So I think your options, yes, if you want to stick to iPhone, iPhone 8 is a very good way to go.
How much at the moment?
It depends on what network and so on. But again, you're still looking between €600 and €700, I would say. But we featured a company, an Irish company, on Tech Talk a few weeks ago called Mint Plus. And what they do is refurbish phones. And so the idea is, say if you, Pat Kenny, go in to your mobile network and you upgrade from your iPhone 8 to an iPhone 11, Mint Plus buy back that iPhone 8 and refurbish it to the highest standard and then sell them on. So it's refurbished phones by authorized Apple resellers. And I think that could be a way to go either. But yes, buying your phone outright definitely makes
sense. Next one, I have a laptop. I use a dongle and my service provider is Air. I have no internet since Friday the 13th. Aha. Oh. I live in Dublin 7. Would Jess know anything about why service has been down for so long?
So this is a bit of a funny one. I wonder, is the issue with the dongle or is it with the network? There's... This is probably no good to you if you've no way of getting online, but if you have a phone with 4G, go to downdetector.ie and put in your air code. I see here, it gives you kind of hour by hour, and in the last hour, Air have had 11 reports of outages in Dublin. So that's how specific you can get. So get on to them, give them a call. I think 1907 is the customer service
number.
Basically,
try and troubleshoot yourself. Take the dongle somewhere else.
Take the dongle somewhere else. See if it is with the dongle. Like, see if the dongle, if it's, I don't know if you're trying to connect to the one device, if you're trying to connect the dongle to your phone or your dongle to your laptop, try and troubleshoot that. And if that doesn't work, get onto the network. They are usually very good at telling you what the problem is and how soon a solution should be found. It's a strange place for there to be an outage, though.
Okay, my cousin's coming over on holiday from Australia for a month. She wants to get a cheap Irish phone with a pay-as-you-go SIM card. Can that be done?
Yes, absolutely, it can be done.
Cheap phone where you don't necessarily need it to be smart.
Yeah, if you don't need it to be smart, then you're laughing. Like, you can get something like the new Nokia 3310s, the newer versions, or Alcatel mobiles, or if you go into somewhere like Argos, I think Alba do phones starting at €40. In terms of the SIM card, go with someone like Three who have the all-you-can-eat. Like, by buying a SIM card, which I think is a tenner, and then €20 worth of credit, you will get all-you-can-eat data, plus your calls and texts and all the rest.
I want to get a home CCTV camera for outside my front door. Could Jess suggest a good one that won't cost too much?
Yeah, so again, depending on the level of sophistication you want, there are things like the Ring doorbell, which work very well. I know a good few people who have them, so that you fix them onto the front of your house. And the idea is that if somebody comes up to within a certain parameter of your home, you get a notification on your phone. You can also...
And can you talk to the potential salesman, woman, intruder?
Yeah, you can say, get away from me, or you can say leave the package behind the bin or whatever it is. It's very good if you do have online shoppers living in your home. They start from around €200 if memory serves. If you're looking for something more sophisticated, Hive Home, who we've spoken about on this program in the past, they offer very great retrofit fitted solutions for CCTV and so on. Very affordable, but absolutely worth checking out.
Okay, final one. I'm about to get broadband and a TV package, but I'm on a budget. Can you ask Jess if she'd be able to recommend a good deal or somewhere that lists all of the best offers?
Do you know where the best place to go is? It's bonkers.ie. And what they do on a regular basis is a scout around to all the different providers. However, I will say that you have to be so careful when it comes to choosing a provider, because not everyone is working in your area. So you may say, okay, well, Virgin Media looks the best, or Virgin looks the best, but they may not be working in your area. They may not be connected in your area. So you don't want to go signing up to something, jump the gun, basically, sign up to something, and then realize it's not suitable for where you are.
And one of the other things is often there are deals, and it says half price or very cheap for the first 6 months.
Yeah.
And then you got to make sure that long term, you know how long you're locked into, because they're very unlikely to let you go once you've availed of the first 6 months without getting something more out of you.
Yeah, it's the least crack thing I could say, and I say a lot of things that are no crack, but do the maths on it. Work out how much it's going to cost you over the 2 year period or the 18 month period that you were signed up for. Do check what the price is after that 3 month or 6 month offer, because very often I have heard absolute horror stories of people who sign up for €35 a month and then suddenly it goes up to €120 a month. You do not want to get into that scenario. So check out who you're going for, their reputation, if they're available in your area, and then also how much it costs.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much. You can go back out now and enjoy the rest of the sunshine and the rest of the ag tech. And there is much of it all around the National Ploughing Championships.